Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Take a sip of water.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
How's those...
It's freezing in here.
How about those fat burners in there?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Fire lean. I take fire lean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I started, working out again. Back to the gym after my little hiatus of my tortured back.
Little hiatus?
Long hiatus, actually. Probably 6 months or something.
Yeah.
It was crazy, yeah. Not a little hiatus. So, a little hiatus compared to my whole life of working out, though.
Sure, absolutely. So you don't think that going back to working out is going to affect your...
No, it should only be positive.
All right. And mm-hmm. and remind me and the folks...
Slip discs.
Two
of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to work out and slip your disc?
No. No. It doesn't happen from that.
Tell us what it happens from.
It happens from just doing something wrong. I've so much as turned the wrong way and you can slip a disc.
Have you ever played?
But working out's pretty controlled.
Of course, yeah. Have you ever played the wrong note and slipped a disc?
I've played many a wrong note.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say the opposite.
Any discs have slipped.
I thought you were going to say wrong note. Who does that?
Yeah. I'm the king of wrong notes. No, actually, it's not very often I play a wrong note, honestly.
I saw some
unless
video
it's
there
a rhythm.
At the Oasis, you're sounding good.
Oh, thank you, yeah. That was a little bit of fun. Some good players there, too, that were jamming that night.
How many other groups, acts?
There was a bunch of different musicians. We were the only full band. And good players, man. Owen Jones, excellent drummer. He's from the Windsor Star.
Oh, that's,
retired now.
I was going to say that guy sounds familiar.
Bill Connolly from Long McQuaid's.
Oh, Bill, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He's very good.
Yeah. It was fun watching him.
Was he playing some country licks, blues licks? What was he doing?
It was all blues.
Wow.
Yeah, really, all blues. And husband and wife set up. I can't remember the name.
It's not Rick Wright, is it?
No. No. And this guy looked like my buddy Jim, who rides a Harley there, Big Jim.
Big Jim or Jim Conn?
Jim Smallman. And,
Jim Smallman.
Yeah, you except with a shorter beard and everything. Yeah. These are all the Jims I know. And his wife was drumming. She was like gray-haired woman. And, she looked... I don't know how old they... I'm going to say they're like in their later 50s maybe or something. And, mm-hmm. and they were jamming. She was serious on the kit, man.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She was really good. Really, it was pretty cool.
Did you talk to her after?
No, I did not. There was no after for me. I had to go home and go to bed after I was done. I stayed for about a half hour and watched, them all jam. Dave Williams, keyboard player and harp. No, not harp. Keyboards.
Okay.
And he was good. Good singer and good player. And then a few other people that jammed. There was this one guy, a skinny guy, glasses, short hair, with a long ponytail in the back. What a good bass player.
Hmm. So he just went up there and played bass by himself?
He went up and played bass with the husband and wife. The band that was there was The Bones. And then people were just up there to jam, yeah. And Bill Connolly went up and the husband and wife were up and this other bass player was up and Dave Williams from The Bones was there and playing with them. And the big guy, Kim Kenny, the guy that's always looking down. You know who I mean?
No.
He's a big saxophone player. Huge guy, always looks down.
Kim.
He can't get up.
Kim.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I know him.
Deep voice, too, eh?
Yeah.
Scared me almost.
He's weird, too. I shouldn't say he was weird. He's different. He's got a different way of thinking.
Yeah, there's something about him, for sure, but was he ever cool, man? He was really, he was good. He was made to play that thing, either that or that's what happened from having that on his neck constantly or something. I don't know. He's made for that instrument, though.
Yeah.
He's right down and his lips are right for it and everything and it just slides in and goes. He's good.
Just slides in and it goes. What's going on here, by the way, Big JD?
They're washing windows outside here.
It's a bevy of activity. We got parking lot building in the back.
Yeah, in the back there, they took everything out of the parking lot. Like, they dug it all up, and they're resealing everything and then going to re-cement because it leaks down into the...
basement.
Down.
The parking lot.
From the upper one. And they own the building across, too. That's Glen... it's Glengarda Garden View or whatever. One's, yep. One's some other view. And so those are the two buildings. And then they own the new one next door.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Surprised they don't own this place next door here.
Amoco. Is that the company?
No. I don't know. It's the Mady Corporation that does everything, but I'm not sure actually who owns. Essex Condo? Condominium Corporation?
Okay.
Might be. I don't know. So, yeah, there you have that. What's happening with you?
My AC busted.
How's your hose? Yeah.
My AC in my house never came on when it got hot.
Oh, the AC, yeah.
Yeah. It's been, this is like, would have been the 18th year I would have turned it on. And I was kind of thinking, oh, it came on again. Good stuff, you know, this old beauty.
Oh, okay, right.
It came on, but the compressor was toast.
Okay. So you had somebody come out?
And
is it all done?
It's all done. $3,000 later.
Wow.
Yeah.
But see, I had to put fans on if it was going to cost that kind of money.
We had lots of fans, but fans don't get rid of the humidity in your house.
Speaking of fans, yes. I meant to ask you probably last show about some outdoor thing you did. Didn't you do a festival or something your band played?
Retrofest, yes.
Yeah. I was really excited about that, but I don't know what happened.
Should have drove your bike out there. There was
I would have liked to see something. Where was it? Chatham or?
Chatham, yeah.
Wow.
Chatham, Ontario at Duke's Harley Davidson.
Well, that was at the Harley place too? Wow.
The Retrofest itself was like, there's a parking lot between R&M and Duke's.
Was there other bands?
Yes, there was one other band, Blues Wraith.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
They were whatever that is.
They were really good. The singer was one of those guys. He sang a lot of Zeppelin and Rush and, you know, really hard rock and
sounds
classic.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, they were good.
By the way, I have tickets for our July 10th show at Blind Dog.
You have tickets?
You might like that. See some bands. You get 2 days of bands all day long for 2 days on one ticket for $10.
And what, every band gets, what, a quarter?
No, I don't know how it all works, but the bands have to sell tickets.
Oh, they have to sell tickets.
Yeah,
they don't get any money.
We have 50 tickets to sell. Yeah, you do get a cut, now that you mention it. I don't even know what it is. I just want to play. I don't know what happens with everything, but I just know we're selling tickets, so you might want a couple. Hey, it's on a weekend. And lots of bands.
Obviously. If they're playing all day for 2 days.
That's it starts at like 12 until whatever. It's the Windsor Music Showcase put on by the Shell Agency.
Shell Agency?
Yep, out of Ohio.
Is there any American bands?
I'm sure there is. I would be willing to bet that there is.
Website?
You can go to the Shell Agency, or you can go probably to the Blind Dog. And they have a Facebook page with a list of all the bands playing.
Windsor Music Showcase.
Yeah, Windsor Music Showcase. Yeah, check it out. I don't really know a lot of bands, but that are here now. You know what I mean? But I'm going to see them.
Yes, you are.
So that's cool.
Maybe you can do some mentoring.
We're supposed to play Saturday night, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Why?
My bass player's mother passed away like just a few days ago. The night that we the night we played last at Oasis.
Oh, bummer.
And he wanted to play anyway. He said his mom supports his music and she'd want him to play. So he played.
He's probably right.
And she's been sick for a while, you know, and she's been in a home or whatever. So, I mean, you know, it's a long time coming thing probably.
Right.
But, so.
We got a gig this weekend as ourselves.
As ourselves? Yeah.
We have a gig ourselves.
Where are you playing?
The Players Club in Chatham.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Friday.
Players Club.
Yeah. You want to get a gig in there? Give me a card and I'll drop your card off.
I'll play with you guys. We don't even need to do anything, do we?
If you want to come out, sure.
I'll give you a card, but I mean, I'd come and play. When is that, Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Ooh. It'd be kind of neat if we could do stuff, but we have this going on with him right now. Like, they got the showing Thursday, Friday, and the thing Saturday, and he's still thinking of playing Tops on Saturday night with Dwayne's band, Mars.
Oh, yeah, he's in that as well.
Dwayne is, yeah. Yeah, so we might do a set. If this wasn't going on with his mom or whatever, yeah, I'm sure we'd. Well, he might work Friday night, but we will sometime in the near future. Like, we'll come and play a set.
Awesome,
it'd be fun.
Sure will.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's happening in the news? Anything? What's going on in the world?
Well, in the world, there was a huge volcano in Chile, which has grounded flights at airports in Argentina and Uruguay. Have you seen the pictures?
I haven't seen pictures, no.
Well, the video, there's like, you know how...
Video I've seen, not pictures.
Moving pictures. You know how we get like inches of snow?
Yeah.
They have to shovel ash.
Wow.
To move their cars.
That sounds like Pompeii. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, except they got hit with the lava. This is ashes falling from the volcano.
But yeah, in Pompeii, I mean, from what I recall, you couldn't even see anything because it was just dust. Like all the ash everywhere. Couldn't see in front of you.
Probably not.
Crazy. It's like snow.
But it's way heavier because you see them out there with shovels and you're like, they're struggling with shovelfuls of volcanic ash, which I have to admit, I would have to assume it's much heavier than like wood ash. Like, you know, ash from...
Yeah, it's pretty dense
rock.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's pretty crazy stuff.
Don't get mad at me for talking about Ford.
Ford?
Because you're a Chrysler guy.
I'd buy a Ford product in a heartbeat.
Ford is going to build a hybrid-only minivan. So, what does that mean, hybrid-only? There's hybrid-only vehicles. Hybrid is gas and...
Something else.
Electric.
No, something else. Gas and something else.
Or well, yeah, it's two things. Hybrid-only.
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense. Ford is making a minivan that will become its first U.S. vehicle sold only as a hybrid.
Okay.
What's that mean?
That means they're
They're not saying electric.
No.
It's a hybrid.
What they're saying...
What are they saying?
Big JD is they're not going to make a gas-only version of this van.
Okay. Hybrid. It's only available in hybrid.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now I get it.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Still thinking about it, you know, but...
You're thinking about what?
How it all works. I wonder what it's going to be. Michigan wants Ambassador Bridge operators fined.
Yeah, absolutely. Maroon. He's the guy who... he's in a lot of politicians' pockets over there. Because we want to build... We, as in Canadians, want to build this bridge... over the Detroit River farther down.
There was a court order to start that. That's the problem. It hasn't happened. What do they want? $230 million?
He's putting up roadblocks is what he's doing. He's basically paying politicians to say no to this. It's all caught up in the Michigan legislature.
Is that operator is Canadian?
What do you mean the operator's Canadian?
I mean the owner guy.
We're going to own the bridge.
Well, we're going to own the new bridge?
The new bridge,
What about the Ambassador Bridge?
Maroon owns it.
Okay, where is he from?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't want another bridge.
He's going
to
give up some of his cash.
That's right. And what he wants to do is build its second span right next to the span that's there now.
And have it only trucks or something? So then that's...
No, I think it's going to be... two-way thing. So the bridge that's there now will be eastbound and, you know, and the other one will be westbound, something like that. I think. I'm not sure, but so he's against the new one. So what he does is pay the politicians to vote no on bringing a bridge across, even though the Canadian government's going to pay $500 million of the American cost. And we've already bought up all of Huron Church, not all of it, but that's
speaking I have a problem.
You have a problem with
Malden Road. What happened to Malden Road? They put an end and a turnaround on it. What's up with that? Have you been out there?
Yeah.
What's up with it? Why would they put a turnaround on Malden Road? And you have to go around that school and everything?
Are you talking about the roundabout?
Yeah.
At Malden
Why is
and
there
Todd?
A roundabout?
At Malden and
Yeah,
Todd.
You can't go through there anymore? That doesn't make any sense.
Why? Why can't you go through?
Though they made a roundabout that you can't go through.
Well, they're not done then.
Well, it looks like it's like a curb and everything all the way around it. Like there's no road anymore that goes through. What are they supposed to be doing there? That just doesn't make sense. And that's what it looks like to me, is like it's the roundabout thing is finished.
Well, the roundabout is finished, but they're doing something.
Like how are you going to get through?
You will be able to get through. You'll get through. There's something's going on.
Why do they make it so difficult to get through? Like, straight is the easiest way to get anywhere.
Shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
It doesn't make any sense.
It will.
No, it won't.
At the end of summer.
They'll get to the end of it, but it's not going to make any sense. It's going to be like the Walmart parking lot on the east end of Windsor used to be. The parking lot that I can't... I'd love to meet whoever designed it. It was that bad. And just tell them, like, how were you even thinking? How do you get in the position you're in doing things like that?
I think the parking lot is the way it is to slow traffic down.
Did it ever, but it was dangerous, too. Whoever designed the Aztec vehicle. It's the ugliest thing on the road. Whoever designed that?
That's my favorite car.
No, it's not. It's not a Chrysler.
Well, my favorite car is not a Chrysler.
What is it, actually? What is your favorite car?
New car?
Sure.
Domestic, it would be a Camaro.
Yeah?
The new
Camaro.
Pretty
sharp.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. Very nice.
I'd have to say the Charger. Or no, so Challenger.
Challengers are really nice,
it's pretty
too.
Pretty cool.
They try to remain true to the old.
Yeah.
But it still looks... it's got too much new something. The tail end doesn't look as good as it could, I think. It looks kind of cheap and doesn't look like muscle. It looks plasticky or something about it. I'm turned off by it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's all personal thing, I guess.
Yeah. You want to get into today's show?
We better get into today's show. We're almost time to finish.
We're talking about multiple personality disorder, which I don't even think they call it that anymore.
What do they? What do you think they call it?
Dissociative identity disorder.
Okay. Well, that's...
Or did. it's a psychiatric diagnosis and describes a condition in which a person displays multiple distinct identities or personalities, known as alter egos or alters, and each with its own pattern of perceiving and interacting with the environment. And they say the name for this diagnosis is multiple personality disorder. So why complicate it all?
Well, it's doctor stuff. You got to make it as complicated as you possibly
can. Doctor stuff.
Well, yeah. If you make it sound complicated, people won't be able to wrap their heads around it. So when you get the bill, which is huge, you'll say,
I really got something going on here. Pay it.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but I trust
just
this
pay
guy.
It.
Yeah,
just obviously, there's something going on. Pay it.
Well, fortunately, we don't actually pay doctor's bills for the most part over here.
That's a good thing, yeah. And I don't realize how bad it is in the U.S. until you hear somebody talk about, I don't have a doctor. I need money to pay my doctor or whatever.
Shopping for a doctor because he's cheap.
Yeah, or they have multiple doctors.
Is that like multiple disorders?
I don't know.
That's,
I guess. It all depends on if the doctors have different personalities.
MID, not DID. MID.
What is that? What's MID stand for?
Well, what does DID
Dissociative.
Oh, yeah. Medical Identity Disorder.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. You heard it here first on the Jabbercast.
You heard it here first. Because we make stuff up, so you don't have to.
Let's talk about some signs and symptoms.
Signs everywhere, sign.
See, if now I would drop in something there if I was really doing a big edit job. Individuals diagnosed with DID.
Let me just grab the guitar and start playing.
You could.
I could.
You know the song?
Sure.
You want to play it? demonstrate a variety of symptoms with wide fluctuations across time. Functioning can vary from severe impairment in daily functioning to normal or high abilities. And symptoms can include multiple mannerisms, attitudes, and beliefs, which are not similar to each other.
Sure, your beliefs would have to be different, right? Because that's what makes our personalities what they are, is what we believe.
But you would have multiple beliefs which are not similar to each other. What would that mean? That means my favorite car is the Camaro, but my favorite car is the Challenger.
Right. You'd have multiple.
Mm-hmm. Together we have multiple personality disorder.
Together we all do, yes. Everybody on Earth.
Unexplainable headaches and other body pains.
Really?
Unexplainable. I can't explain a headache. If I happen to have a headache through the day for no reason, everybody has a headache for no reason, most of the time.
Well, I think people who have persistent headaches or headaches on a regular basis, usually there is some cause. It's usually their diet or their sinuses or atmospheric pressures and stuff like that. And eventually they figure it out if they really want to figure it out. but if it's unexplainable, you know, cancer can give you a headache if you got a brain cancer, as far as that goes.
Distortion or loss of subjective time.
Distortion. Is that a pedal?
Yeah. Nothing like a distortion pedal.
Or just get a Marshall. Or maybe 5150 has some killer distortion.
Did you ever use a Marshall?
Yes, I did.
Why'd you switch?
JCM 900.
I probably asked you before why you switched. More versatile for you or something? That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why anybody would switch.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I had the JCM 900, I played it and I loved it. But it was the clean wasn't nice, and you know, it was rounded and full. And but somebody brought it. My JCM broke, and someone lent me their 5150. And I just found it had more, was more powerful, that's for sure. Put it on like 2.5, and it was like, so it was really pushing some, you know, it was pushing my speakers. And I guess I just loved that feeling. It was just the sound. It was just something got unleashed. It was like, whereas Marshall was, you had expectations of it, and it filled all those expectations of what you had of a Marshall. And, you know,
right. Marshall, I guess, it's pretty specific.
Right. It fits a niche perfectly.
It fits a niche, but it's also a specific. Yeah. It's a specific sound, though. I mean, either you want that all the time, or, you know, you want something else or something that does
or a lot
more,
of other
I guess.
Things,
yeah. Or, yeah. And I remember I played yours before at Aardvark, but I have played a 5150. We did Solus did that one of those soundtrack shows for cable, and it was a 5150, and we actually played live. Which that was fun. I'd rather do the miming thing, but
lip syncing. You mean?
We did it before, and that's what we did—the lip sync thing.
Really?
We did soundtracks, yeah. Wicked Angel did that, and it was all phony baloney. And then we did the other one, and we had to play. And I'm like, oh my god,
oh my god, I'm not in the studio.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna sound better.
Yeah. But they had to, it was, you know, Leonis and PV is they.
Oh, right, yeah.
Coincide.
Well, they did.
Or, yeah, they don't have that anymore? Deal?
Leone lost PV, yeah.
Yeah? Due to his son thing?
His son thing, yeah.
Yeah, why would that be then?
It was a...
Why would you get rid of the I mean, I don't condone any of it, Leone's or anything, even the existence of them, but why would PV drop them just because, I guess, yeah.
Bad rep. It's
a bad reputation for what he... Yeah. I was thinking of the... Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to sell a lot of PV, go to the music store that doesn't have the sex offender in it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of the AIDS thing. Why would they drop it? Because the guy had AIDS or whatever, but
oh, no. It's
because of the, yeah.
He's a criminal.
Yes, he is. And what's he in? Still in the slammer?
He's in the slammer for
forever?
The rest of his life, I believe. So.
Sweet. And that's a little guy.
You want to say twerp.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I want to say. Never did care much for them.
Joey was cool.
Yeah, Joey was all right. And Joey's a little bit of a rebel, and they kicked him out of his own family.
he got kicked out of the family. Or did he just say...
Well, he probably did to some degree, but, you know, that's a... You know, they probably... They washed their hands of the kid. You know what I mean?
I've heard him diss his dad before.
It's one of those... Hey.
You don't want to be a part of this family. Joey.
Deserialization.
You missed depersonalization.
Yeah, I know. I was going to skip over it. Depersonalization. What's that mean? That's nothing's personal?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should let you skip it.
Yeah. We can actually figure out exactly what it is. Depersonalization is a malfunction or anomaly of the mechanism by which an individual has self-awareness.
Well, it's about your self-awareness.
Hmm.
So there you go. You lose your self-awareness.
This is not deserialization. I thought maybe don't eat cereal when you're...
Do you eat cereal?
Not really. I like cereal, though.
I like it, too, but I don't eat it.
I like Lucky Charms.
We have that in my house
now. I like Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
I like the chocolate
Count Chocula?
Vampire guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Boo Berry and the other one.
Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, yeah. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And you know what one of my favorites is? Honeycombs. And any of them that had those marshmallows in them.
Give me marshmallows in my cereal.
Just give me marshmallows in milk.
JD. Or hot chocolate.
Be good. Oh, yeah, the little ones. Or in your summer salad.
Or in your summer salad, yes. Remember that.
It's the time for it now. You got any reunions coming up?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be eating some... What is that called again?
Hey, just popped into my mind.
Hey.
Like things constantly do. Are you guys doing your acoustic thing?
When I'm on fat burners.
Whatever happened with your acoustic thing with Dan? Why don't you guys do and us do an acoustic thing somewhere?
Dan's
two bands.
Dan is too hard on himself. But if you have a gig for us, we'll play.
What do you mean
play.
Too hard on himself?
He wants to sound like Crosby, Stills, Nash. If we get our acoustics out and we sing, he wants five-part harmony.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I tell him, let's just sing, and if there's a harmony there, I'll try to hit it. If I don't hit it, I'll just sing what you're singing for now.
Yeah.
And then once we get it, you know, so it's second nature to play a song like you normally get to a point where you go on stage, and it's just second nature to play it. Once it gets to that point, then you start working on the harmony of that song.
Yeah.
But let's actually just do it and get up there. It'll sound good, even gang vocaling, singing the same thing, you know what I mean?
I just prefer one acoustic guitar, even during the leads, with nothing behind it.
Leads.
That would be neat.
Get the gig, and we'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you guys could just do it anyway. I mean, you know all kinds of tunes.
Yeah,
we could just do it.
We had an acoustic gig at Francis' birthday party.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did you film it?
Film it.
You guys did film something, man.
We did film
it. Do something.
But we opened the camera and the film got spoiled.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a thing of the past. Derealization. That's what that is. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. It's an alteration of the perception of experience of the external world so that it seems strange or unreal.
I like how you get into strange or unreal to make it sound like...
I know what I'm talking about.
And he does, though. Right off the tip of his tongue. Derealization. Can you do that slow enough for me to understand?
It's an alteration in the perception or the experience of the external world so that it seems strange or unreal. It's like you're in a dream.
Wow, okay. Yeah, real life just seems unreal.
Have you ever been there before?
Probably in high school days.
Yeah, not when you're doing like Oxy or...
Yeah, well, of course.
But
there was only really one time that happened to me, and that's why I stopped the same night.
Yeah.
It was just too much, and I was, like, altered.
It's like being on a buzz, but you're still able to function. So you're talking, and, you know, people think you're fine and everything.
Yeah,
you know
all the
mean?
People that aren't there.
Yeah, there's that, too. But, like, you can function, and people think you're fine just by the way you're talking. But really, it just all seems like, you know...
This
is a freak show.
That day I went to school all jacked up and all that stuff was the day after the hospital from my back because they shot me up with like, they gave me Valium and Percocet and morphine and all kinds of stuff, man. And I was like, it was amazing. But I was like, just gone. Had to get a ride there because I couldn't drive. Everybody was just like, wow. And I asked everybody constantly, just repeat that because I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even get it. Yep. First day of the third quarter. No, that was it. Never went back for a while.
Your lips are moving, but I can't hear what you're saying.
But you can't come in. Paranoia.
Paranoia. Deep destroyer.
Don't tell me. And I don't know. I can't remember.
Kinks.
Oh, okay, yeah. What song?
Isn't it?
A later thing, isn't it, though?
I guess. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Like, was that during, like, around the Captain America...
Yep.
Calling thing or something, yep. Yeah. That's later Kinks to me. Are those guys still alive?
Yes, they're alive.
And they haven't done anything for a long time, have they?
Not that I know of, no.
Wow, why wouldn't they?
I think it had
be
to do
a big
with,
deal.
With the guitar player. What's his name? Dave.
Yeah. Ray and Dave Davies.
Yep.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and... by the Border City Radio podcast at bordercityradio.com.
And here's some Ozzy, Crazy Train.
We'll be right back.
there you have Ozzy, Crazy Train.
I was just going to say that's awesome. That's right. You know, Randy Rhoads is...
Oh, that was the version without him. No, I'm just kidding.
Sadly missed.
Yes.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Got anything for Tech Talk, Big JD?
I got a new computer. Woohoo! Is that tech?
Big time tech.
It is big time. 27 inches.
Yeah.
That's what she said. No. It's humongous. I don't even get it.
I don't get it.
It's pretty cool. 27-inch iMac.
Yep. He puts it up in front of his window and it's dark in here.
I can't see outside the window anymore. It's a force to be reckoned with.
You don't have to put sunglasses on anymore, though.
Yeah, it's pretty bright. I always turn it down.
No, I'm saying we usually wear sunglasses.
Oh, because of the window, yeah. Yeah. I still could use them. I get headaches from the sun. Not to be confused with multiple personality disorder.
Right. So you know what you're getting your headaches from.
Yeah, that's right. I do know.
And what is the cause of that anyway?
What?
The bright lights.
I think it's just the fact that, and I don't know if everybody's the same, but I'll squint from the light. And I think squinting gives you the headache. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is because I'm just, you know, very...
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No, delicate and...
Feminine.
Fragile. Feminine. He's very feminine. So, yeah, Tech Talk. If you want an awesome computer, get a new iMac.
Sure.
It doesn't get any better, does it? Really?
As far as...
Anything. Really, does it? I mean, it's not mobile, obviously.
No.
And it's not the power of a Mac Pro if you're, like, you know, big, crazy video. Multimedia...
You have to video.
But even this, for video... You get the quad core and you fill up the RAM to what 16 gigs of RAM. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty smoking.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. As far as rendering goes, though, Mac Pro would be probably a little bit better.
Yeah, but the nice thing about these new computers is that you can farm out your rendering.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. I mean, we have two computers here that are capable of that. So
that's farm it out, good. Baby.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a little farming and we're going to move on to the Jabber quote. This week brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of multiple personality pills. I don't know what do you sell for
give you multiple personality disorder. Here, take a couple of these, man. You'll have like. You'll be 20 people.
I was just talking to Steve yesterday. He's a maniac. He goes on Kijiji or eBay and buys broken iPhones so he can put them back. Like, this, the display's broken on this one. The home button's broken on this one. He takes the parts.
And he fixes them. And then sells them?
Well, he gave one to his kid. And then he went looking again, and he found a $75 one here in town on Kijiji. 3G, just a 3G.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah, he's a secret mastermind or something, that guy.
He is.
He's got a lot of stuff going on and everything, and he's outside the box. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like guys like
that. I like
that.
The way he works. I love running into him once in a while. Steve,
that
did
is.
Did you ever end up meeting Larry?
I've never met Larry.
Wow, it's a big secretive thing. There is no Larry.
The secret society the secret. Of Larry.
What do you call real personality disorder? Like what you would used to way call it back.
Schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Schizo.
Quotation. Got to use the full word, otherwise you get a doctor's bill.
Get a doctor's bill.
This quote this week is brought to us by... Lily Tomlin. Remember Lily Tomlin?
She's dead, right?
I don't think so.
No?
But she could be. And she was from, I really remember her from Hollywood Squares or Laughing or something. She was from one of those old shows.
Laughin'.
Carol Burnett. Laughin'. Was it? Yeah, Laughing.
I think so.
Actually, it would be neat if a show was called Laughing.
She was
like
the operator.
I-N apostrophe. Laughing. And everybody's just laughing about stuff.
I think that was...
That would be neat.
Yeah.
But that was Laugh-In. Like, go to the Red Roof Inn, go to the Laugh-In or something, wasn't it?
it was like a...
It wasn't just one word.
It was a sleep-in or a...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A laugh-in, like everybody get together and laugh. Yeah. Not as a, yeah.
It was a 60s program, basically. Groovy, baby.
Yeah. And she says, why is it that when we talk to God, we're said to be praying, but when God talks to us, we're schizophrenic?
Right.
Yeah.
I hear voices.
Kind of calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cat calling the kettle black?
No. It's the pot. Isn't it?
Poo-poo or get or off
pan.
It.
The oh, pan. Yeah. Pan or the pot.
Okay.
Calls the kettle black. It's black, too. It's
well, that's how I always heard it. The cat calling the kettle black.
Cat?
Yeah, black cat.
Well, yeah, but not all cats are black. Whereas everything that's sitting on the fire back in the day when that was, it was black.
Okay.
It's all made out of
cast iron. Oh, yeah, that's right. Iron. Yeah. My grandmother has iron pans still.
Cast iron frying pan is the best thing to cook.
I had an iron pan, 1952. Sweet, black with red flames. Anyway. So, yeah, there you have that from Lily Tomlin. And we got to go.
We got to go.
So, everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week for the...
Volunteering, giving of yourself. We did a giving show, but this is volunteering. We're going to talk about what drives people to volunteer.
More of giving your services than just giving stuff, I suppose.
Absolutely. Giving of yourself and not expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. So join us for that next week. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Send her on down.